You're listening to www.killradio.org and myspace.com. Happy Sunday. Welcome home to the revolution. You have hit the street.
That special tear I shed means you're a part of me. Thoughts of you running through my head means you're a part of me. What I want to say is,
all I want to say is,
woo, is that I love you, and you're that very special part of me.
Sometimes I can read your mind. When you make things up, I can tell you lies. I see the things that your man can't see. And I wonder what kind of man is he? The one who you say is your lover, who you insist takes care of you under the covers, and who is there for you and loves you like no other. When you kiss and tell me that you're you love me like a brother. If I didn't know that, I'd think that you were mine. You're with me all the time. If I didn't know that, I'd swear we're more than friends. You're touching me again, honey. If I didn't know that, I'd think we were in love, girl.
Do you wanna tell me something?
Oh, oh, oh. I could be wrong about the things you say, but I don't rub up on my friends that way. You tell me always been a flirt. But if it goes wrong, then I could get hurt. But no, you insist it's harmless playing. It's just a part of who you are, that it's just your nature, and that it's fine. You know I'm a friend, it's really nothing. You say that I'm just like a, that I'm just like a brother.
If I didn't know better,
ooh girl,
I think that you were mine. You're with me all the time. If I didn't know better,
honey, I would.
I swear we're more than friends. You're touching me again. If I didn't know better,
yeah,
I think we were in love. Do you wanna tell me something?
Oh, 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 yeah. Say, oh, oh, oh. My idea of a friend is when you do a lot of things together and have a lot of fun. But my definition of love is different. You touch and hold each other, and you only want to be alone, clinging to each other like you and he should be. But like you and I are. Well, I know it sounds crazy, but
if I didn't know better, I think that you were mine. You're with me all the time. If I didn't know better,
baby,
I swear we're more than friends. You're touching me again. If I didn't know better, I think we were in love.
Do you?
Do you wanna tell me something?
Oh.
Yeah. so in love. That's why I know this feeling good and strong. Trying hours we seem to get along. I wanna testify you mean so much to me. Let me rectify, I mean it honestly. Life is strange, believe me, it is true. We don't always mean the things we sometimes do. Look at you, you know we're so in love. Baby, doll, rest a while. You're moving my emotions. So in love. You don't have to worry. You have my devotion. This love affair is bigger than we two. Lose our faith and it will swallow you. Loving you is what I'll always feel. Never ever doing things against our will. Natural things never require any kind of test. Being you and I being me, you don't worry about the rest. You got me so in love.
special way.
The closer I get to you, the more you make me see. By giving me all you've got, your love has captured me.
Over and over again, I try to tell myself that we could never be more than friends. And all the while inside I knew it was real, the way you make me
hit the street on www.killradio.org. Oh, baby, 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 happy Sunday. Ooh. How you doing? I hope you're having a marvelous, marvelous springtime Sunday today. It is absolutely gorgeous outside. Oh, man. Happy Sunday. You've hit the street, 622 Soul Street on killradio.org. And you may also be listening to www.myspace.com. Got a little bit of Alicia Keys here playing right now. Oh, man. I also had a little bit of a set that was dedicated to those who have come before us and have set the stage and set the table and laid down the road for those who are here now. We had Donny Hathaway with Roberta Flack and The Closer I Get to You. We also had Curtis Mayfield with So In Love. We also had Sam Cooke preceding that with Bring It On Home to Me. We also had Luther Vandross from his Dance With My Father CD and If I Didn't Know Better. And we started off the set and the show and this lovely, lovely Sunday with some Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross and you. You're a special part of me. You have hit the street. My name is DJ Shango, James Maverick, and you're listening to killradio.org.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 not only that, but also myspace.com.
Will you ever know when to be?
Well, I'm gonna have to just go ahead and call this boy.
And you also may be catching the show on radioforall.net.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
And odeo.com.
This is the waitress from the coffee house on 39th and Lennox. You know, the one with the braids? Yeah. Well, I see you on Wednesdays all the time.
As you know, we've got, today would have been Marvin Gaye's 67th birthday today, so I'm going to play a bit of a tribute to him. It will be in tribute to Marvin Gaye. Got a little bit of cute little, what do they call them, factoids about Marvin. Expecting a special guest in today as well. Hopefully we can share some memories and some good times in the meantime.
Your cufflinks are shining all bright. So what you do? Look, man, I mean, I don't want to waste your time, but I know girls don't usually do this, but I was wondering if maybe we could get together outside the restaurant one day.
The thing that I loved about Marvin Gaye was just his innovation in pretty much singing a love song, pretty much like Ray Charles as well. He elicited or took for his own a lot of the gospel groove and the gospel beat and used it for his own R&B genre, which made it not only danceable but relatable, and oh gosh, just makes you want to close your eyes and lean your head back, you know? I'm going to have something which goes to that kind of like party groove, that love groove, that gospel groove that Marvin had, that Sam Cooke had, that Donny Hathaway had, that Curtis Mayfield had, that Luther Vandross had. Oh man, I'm going to be celebrating that all day today. So if there's a favorite Marvin Gaye song that you'd like to hear, you can do it any one of several ways. You can send me a little email at... on my MySpace page, I am at www.myspace.com/DJ Shango. And you can also send an email to 622 Soul Street at radioblack.com. Or you can just do it the old-fashioned way, 213-252-0998. I am bringing you the gospel, the R&B, the hip hop, and the soul from today and back in the day. You're listening to 622 Soul Street, and my name is DJ Shango. Thanks for hitting the street with me. Hey, and SA, this one is for you, brother.
She calls so much. come on, witness. I want a witness.
Bye.
ultimate strength. The maker, the owner, the cream of the planet. Sure to charm them, alarm them, bust the rap. Getting down, uptown with the boom boys, player of Harlem.
Like this.
Never thought that I was
You've hit the street on www.killradio.org.
I step in the jam, the party is packed. Straight to the microphone with much tact. Plug in the mic jack, the one a dope track. MCs playing with these cause they lack the knack. And go slack on the mic, I attract the girls. And if I slip up, they give the fullback juice. They get loose, I met a fly goose. I said to myself, the chickens come home to roost.
We got some CNC Music Factory playing in the background here, as well as some Kirk Franklin we had in the previous set with Brighter Day. We also had the Boys Choir of Harlem with Glory to God. Mary Mary preceded them with Wanna Praise You, and we had the Staple Singers going back to, I think, the 1960s, 70s. Yeah, with
even, I think.
Heavy Makes You Happy.
Indeed it does.
Yeah, and we also started off this last set with a nice little gospel groove slash love song. That's going out to S.A. in Los Feliz. And that was Marvin Gaye with Can I Get a Witness. We're paying tribute to Marvin Gaye, as well as to a Triple OG, which is here in the studio right now. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tony Valdez. Tony, welcome to the street.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm impressed and more than happy to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank
excellent
you.
Show.
Yeah. So, you... like you say, you're a triple OG, and you are like one of the premier voices of R&B, as well as hip-hop radio.
And soul.
In Los Angeles.
And soul.
Yeah, so, yeah, and soul. So, yeah, tell everybody where the cred. Tell everybody okay. The cred here.
Well, way back in the day, I went to KAGB. That was a station owned by Bill Withers' cousin, Clarence Avant. I got my first shot in L.A. radio in those days at KAGB. Didn't last very long because the station went out.
Oh.
And then I landed, fortunately enough, with KJLH.
Mm.
And I stayed there for about 8 years through a great period of music when the tail end of, I guess you might say, R&B into soul music.
Mm-hmm.
The main ingredients and all of the great acts from those days.
Yeah.
And so then, of course, we transitioned into hip-hop and so on. So then I went down to the Valley, one of those other stations.
Oh, yeah.
KNJO.
Uh-huh.
And the new KNJO and all of that. Then I went back east and did a little power radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of basically, shall we say, semi-retired.
Semi-retired. And you were in the nascence of hip-hop. You were like right in the thick of it because you were at K-Day as well, right?
No, just KGFJ.
KGFJ.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was 12:30 a.m., was it?
You got it.
Oh, man. Yeah, so you were with the entire crew there. Roland Bynum does weekends on
Lawrence
KGLH
Tanner,
now.
Right, Lawrence Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Lucky
Levi.
Pierre did weekends then.
Right.
Levi, who
I
last heard on.
Old days,
yeah, I last heard him on K-Ace.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's over here with, he's still with KJLH.
Oh, good,
he's
good.
He's creative director over there.
Oh, okay.
And so we've transitioned to all manner of names and titles.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging into radio if we can.
Oh.
And so that's when I discovered Kill Radio. It's a fantastic situation. And in the one thing about the old days at KJLH, we had a room with about maybe 10 to 15, 20,000 albums. And we had, at that time, license to play what we wanted to. We could each build our own personality, musical personalities, and had our own followings. We had license to really create shows that catered to our own audience. And as Formula Radio came into being, etc., you know, we got playlists and we got squelched creatively. So
right. The personality got squeezed out of the radio.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know what? We got a phone call here.
Okay.
I know there's some people who want to speak to you, so
Yeah,
let's get you hooked up, okay?
Okay.
622 Soul Street.
Hey, DJ Django.
Hey, what's happening?
Bro, I hope you're archiving this show because this is a great show.
Thank you very much.
And yes, I want a copy of it to play in my house.
Okay, yeah, you will get one.
Who's this? This is Hassan.
Hassan?
Over in Echo Park.
Oh, Jeff, hey, got to give you a shout-out. How you doing, Hassan?
Well, Echo Park's listening to Kill Radio this morning.
You the man.
And just really quick, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to tell everybody that, I hope you're archiving this show. And James, I want everybody in the Kill Radio audience to know that, like, the internet and satellite is the future of radio. And Kill Radio was on the cutting edge. And, I mean, and you're one of the first, like, I guess one of the first soul DJs in that realm. So, man, my props go out to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm totally honored. Thank you.
You know, and you have a great guest there. I just want to give a shout out to him, and then I'm going to let you guys go back to talking.
Oh, he's right here, man.
Thank you very much.
Good
morning to you, too.
Hey, Mr. Valdez, it's great to have you back on the air in Los Angeles.
Well, it's my pleasure, too, and it's a great place to be, killradio.org. Tell the folks to listen in.
Well, I just wanted to say one thing, and then I'm going to let you get back. So when I first got to L.A. in the middle 70s, you and KJLH, man, you guys introduced me to the city. I was staying with my sister, and that's all she was listening to, and you guys introduced me to L.A., and now Stevie Wonder is running that great station, and
exactly.
I just want to thank you for those good days back in the middle 70s.
Well, I appreciate that sentiment very much so.
And we hope, we know you're going to be doing some of the same things at Kill Radio.
Absolutely, bro. We've got license to do whatever we want to do here, as long as it's cool, and that's what we're going to do.
Illegal.
And one more thing.
Okay.
When are you going to come in to Straight Ahead and help me spin some jazz?
Hey, I'll be there next time you have a show. Next time you do your show, I'll be with you.
Okay. Hey, can I holler at James Maverick one more? DJ Django one more time.
It.
Yeah, hey, man.
I just want to tell everybody that tomorrow night we're going to be reading the letters of George Jackson, one of the Soledad brothers, on Straight Ahead, spending with a little jazz.
Okay, and that show is midnight on Monday night, right?
Every Monday at midnight.
Every Monday at midnight. And remember, y'all, it is daylight savings time, so make sure that your clock is right, because, you know, you want to be there when he's here. This is Hassan. He's got a show called Straight Ahead on Kill Radio, and it's Monday nights at midnight.
And listen, again, we're doing the letters of George Jackson tomorrow night, and you guys have a great show this morning.
Hey, thank you very much, sir.
Bye-bye.
You have a good day.
That was Hassan, and he's got a show called Straight Ahead on killradio.org, and that is every Monday night at midnight. So, yeah, check him out. It's going to be a really nice show.
All right. That was a great call. Great call.
It was a great call. And if you want to, you can be part of the fun, too. Why don't you give us a call? 213-252-0998. Got TV.
Absolutely.
Right here. Tony Valdez, the Triple OG here. And got to give some shout-outs to my new MySpace fam. There's Jackie in Los Angeles. Got to say hi to her, as well as Lily, who's in Columbus, Ohio. Also got to give a shout out to Crystal in Houston. Hey girl, how you doing? Hope you're having a marvelous, marvelous Sunday. And we got some more shout outs that we're going to give. Got some more Marvin that we're going to play. Ooh! As well as a special request that I just got during the last set. So if there's something that is a special part of you that you want to hear played, give me a call, 213-252-0998. This is DJ Shango, James Maverick. You're here on the street with the Triple OG.
Tony Valdez.
All right.
Living musical color.
All right. So let us fade out of the CNC Music Factory, and we'll fade in with a little something-something from either today or back in the day.
Change my top, and I'm gonna shine on me until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm a soul hip-hop queen, and I ain't going nowhere, but you already know me. Mind me of a real life.
You don't have to worry.
And I'm gonna shine on me until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm a soul hip hop queen, and I'm going nowhere but
to be me. Feel the underdogs on top, and I'm gonna shine on me until my heart stops.
Person out there that's ever done anything for Mary J. Blige. I want to thank TV, radio, talk shows, friends, family. But most of all, I want to thank my fans for hanging in there with me during the bad times. And now you're here to see me at a point in my life where I can actually call myself a queen. And for those of you that don't like it, this is what you could do. You could do this.
You've hit the street on www.killradio.org. Had a little bit of Mary J. Blige there with MJB, the MVP, and that is from her Breakthrough CD. This is James Maverick online with Tony Valdez. And if you want, you can rap to him. Number here. When's the last time I used the word rap? I haven't used the word rap in like 25 years, man.
Oh, don't date yourself like that. Oh my goodness, I've done the same thing.
I haven't done it since I was like little, real, real little.
Okay. Well,
so, but yeah, if you want, give us a call 213-252-0998. We're bringing you the hip hop, the R&B, the gospel, and a whole lot of soul on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning for you. Got some In Vogue from their Soul Flower CD that I'm going to be playing here up in this next set. Also got some Tina Marie that's coming up, as well as some Marvin Gaye.
I remember him and her.
Mm-hmm. And also going to tell you a little something about one of his signature hits that, Tony, you may know about this. It almost didn't get played on the air. What's going on? Almost never got recorded.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would have been a travesty.
It was.
Truly,
it would
the have lyrics been. Are incredible.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
they
this
are.
This was an incredible man. He was a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Had problems or whatever they were, but, you know, some people are just gifted with that kind of extra thing, the insight and the and into worldliness and how things ought to be. But, of course, we're still working on it worldwide. Things aren't like they ought to be.
That's
he
true.
Write a song like that.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, okay. We're going to get into that, and we're going to give you a little bit of En Vogue right here on the street. Hang on a second, because we got someone on the phone here. Hang on.
Okay.
622 Soul Street.
Hey, 622 Soul Street. I want to speak to Tony Valdez.
Oh, okay. Here, hang on.
Okay.
Well, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today, Tony?
Fine.
Great. My name is Lynn, and I was wondering, I just wanted to say welcome, and also, are you doing anything right now? Are you currently, what kind of projects do you have going on?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I'm doing these on Thursdays now, right here on killradio.org. I'm also involved with the Los Angeles Radio Reading Service.
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
That's the Los Angeles Radio Reading Service.
Oh, what is that?
Well, we do some work for people who are sightless or have sight challenges. And we read the news for them, and we do various and sundry things that would enlighten their lives as we can do so through radio.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you. Well, I just wanted to say I really, really enjoyed you back in the day.
Oh,
and I was also a listener to KJ.
Okay.
And so it really, really got me through some times and stuff like that, and I really, really enjoyed your music.
Well, thank you so kindly. It's so wonderful that somebody remembers.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
You know how the ego is. You got to have some props somewhere, and I certainly appreciate what you have done and said to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Keep listening.
Okay, I will.
We love you. Thank you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lynn, for calling in. And I got some little bit of En Vogue here for you on the street.
Is it my hips, my lips?